The band sleeves released that The Great Juice Bludgeoning will come out in late September in the US. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
It's the first album now with since the last album we got a new singer, a new bass player, a new drummer. So that's quite a lot of new members again. But it's actually made the atmosphere in the band quite better, actually, more relaxed. So I think I think it shows in the songs, actually. So the album is, in our opinion, more back to the roots, old school Hatesphere kind of. And that was what we kind of wanted to do in this album, just show what Hatesphere was about, and just play some more, old school maybe, and old school Hatesphere stuff, I think. But that's
what
I think.
And, you know, in terms of the new band members, how much contribution did they actually had in this release?
Especially our bass player came on the band pretty late. He came about a month before we had sent to the studio. But our new drummer, that's Mike Park, he played in Mercenary before, and our new singer Essa. Both contributed a lot. I mean, I think both the vocals and the drumming made a huge difference in this album compared to the last one. In that sense, they made a lot, contributed a lot. I mean, I've still been writing almost all the music, but they've been there arranging stuff with me and has been doing a bit of music themselves, and Essa has been doing almost all the lyrics, so it's like it's some fresh blood in the band. That's cool.
And what were your main concerns about, you know, changing most of the band from one album to the other one, and how do you think that they did materialize or didn't materialize?
I mean, it wasn't our intention to change members, but when it had to happen, then it was a very good thing. As I told before, the atmosphere in the band is way more relaxed now, and we all know what we want to do, and we all know what we can expect and what we can demand from our music and from our tours and stuff like that. So I think our unit is way stronger now, so it has been a good thing for us to get those new members. I mean, it's When you're in the situation where you have to find some new members, it's always annoying. I mean, you have to get used to someone new, you have to teach them all the new songs and stuff like that. It's crappy, but when it's done and they're in the band for real, then it's hopefully a good thing, and it was this time. So, I mean, we haven't got any plans about changing members anytime soon, so...
And in terms of the sound, I mean, what were you trying to push, since you've been longer with the band and you probably, you know, have more direction of where you want to take Hatesphere?
Well, I think we took it in a little bit of more old school direction, and a more at some points there's a lot of rock thing as well, just underneath a lot of more brutal metal stuff. But actually, when we start, or when I start making music for an album, we never like agree on what the album is gonna sound like. We just write the music, and then in the end, I think that there was then we got a new album moving here. Well, it actually sounds quite old school kind of compared to the last album, maybe. But it's never been our intention, and it had to be like that. It just popped out of us.
And, I mean, the band's been together for 10 years, basically, after they changed name. 7 albums, I mean, you guys are pretty productive, particularly yourself. How do you keep the riffing machine going?
I don't know. maybe it's just gonna stop very soon. I haven't got any more risk in me. No, I don't know actually. I think it's when I start writing an album, it's always very stressy, kind of, because you've just the past maybe 2 years or 1.5 years or something, you got used to the latest album instead, and how the songs were made there, and you've played them live a lot, and you play all the old songs live a lot, and then you have to make some totally new ones, and it's always difficult to get started, I think. But when you're doing it, it's actually quite easy when you've been, or at least it was this time. I think it's because we're more experienced now. I mean, we get older, we've tried quite a lot of things, and we've written quite a lot of songs. So when we get going, then it's pretty quick, and it happens pretty quickly, I think. So I mean, how I keep the riff machine going, I don't know. I just write something new. I try not to sound like everybody else, and not sound like myself all the time. So at least not everybody else. I mean, you can't always make some riffs that reminds you of something that you've made before, kind of. That's your personal style, and that's how it should be. But I think, even though we haven't like invented something new in Hatesphere, I don't think that we sound like anybody else actually, and that's my personal main purpose as well, to have this Hatesphere sound instead of just covering other bands.
And, you know, in terms of the latest album, what would you say your favorite song is, or where you actually, you know, felt excited about, you know, recording that track in particular?
Well, I always kind of hate to be in the studio. I didn't this time, but I usually hate it because it's always so stressy and you have to play everything so correctly. It's always so stressy, but I usually never like enjoy recording. But when it's done, it's pretty cool. And I would say there's some really Hatesphere style songs in the album. I mean, that sounds like a lot like Hatesphere, and then there's some quite different songs. And lately, I've been very happy about like Need to Kill on the album, the track Need to Kill. I think it's more rocky, kind of. It's more a rock track, actually a hard rock track. I love hard rock, for example. So I mean, you can't always hear it in the Hatesphere music, but the influence is there somewhere. It's underneath everything, and in this particular track, it's more obvious actually. It's more you can actually hear some hard hard rock stuff going on, and that's different, and it's groovy as hell. So I like that track a lot.
Oh yeah, it's actually one of our favorite ones too, because it's different and it's still brutal though.
Cool.
And you know, in terms of touring, you guys have been hitting the states somewhat. Well, more than the last few months. How's the experience been for you guys?
It's been very cool. We've been on two very, very good tours. So that for the first time in the States, that has been a very good experience. And so hopefully there will be lots more of those. Our plan is to go to the States next fall, kind of. So in about a year we'll be over there. The thing is, it's quite expensive for us to tour over there, so we have to, get the financials right before heading over there. And I think next fall is going to fit us quite good.
And you know, in terms of being an Napalm Records, a label that's more known for, you know, more gothic and different kind of music. How do you guys feel that you're treated and fitting there?
I think that we've been treated pretty good, and you're right. It's quite a different label for us, because we're so different from the other bands. But maybe that's a good thing as well, to stick a bit out instead of just being one of a lot of the other bands in Napalm could sound a bit like, they sound a bit alike, the style is more alike. So when there's suddenly a band that doesn't sound like that, maybe we could get a bit more attention from some people at least because of that.
And how pleased are you with how the band's been going over the years?
Well, I can't complain. I mean, you can always wish for more, and but you have to be realistic as well. So we all get older, and the band has been through some lineup changes in the past couple of years, and that's been because of different priorities when you get older and stuff like that. So, if you take all that, and then I'm quite happy on where we are. We've been releasing lots of albums, lots of very good albums, and people like them. So, and we have been touring all over the world so far. So, I can't complain actually.
And what would you think that is the main, future goals that you want for the band, or are you just playing it as you see it?
Well, I think we're gonna see how far we can push it and still keep our lives here at home going. But we're gonna see how far we can go. Gonna be exciting to see how far that is. And I mean, we're quite happy anyway. So, but we're gonna push it though. And the time is just to go out and play in front of most possible people and play all the world again and have fun.
And in terms of having fun, are you over the let's get completely wasted every night fun, or? After touring for this long,
I can't. My both my mind and my body can't cope all those wild parties all the time. So I like to party, but I don't like to party every day. It's gonna kill me. So it's like it's a mixture. It's cool to you got this adrenaline going when you've been playing a good show and. Sometimes you take this adrenaline and use it at the party afterwards. Sometimes just go to bed. But I mean, when you're away from home and when you play shows like that, you gotta have fun as well. You gotta kick ass. So it's cool to party a bit. I just can't do it every day.
And in terms of your touring experience in the States, a lot of bands have horror stories, a lot of bands have really funny and weird stories. Are there any stories in particular that you remember that you probably don't want to repeat or maybe do want to repeat?
Well, there should be a lot of stories actually. Now I'm gonna think. There's been some cool parties actually. There's been some funny experiences. I mean, me and our old bass player got really, really wasted in Pittsburgh last time. Actually, so wasted that we both of us ended up in the tours of Nevermore. We were touring with Nevermore, but we drove in our own van. But we woke up the next morning in the Hayesville, or in the Nevermore bus, with wet pants, and it wasn't urine, but we don't know what it was. But we got told that we were kicked out of the bar just across from the venue, and well, we've been acting pretty stupid. Well, that was just one drunken story, but that was quite good. It's a personal, very good story for me. It's a funny night, and at least the thing that I can remember.
And you know, in terms of the beer, how do you guys like it over here? We have a lot of complaints about, you know, European people are being used to a better and less watery beer than American.
Could be, actually. Now we returned from the States in November last year, so I actually can't quite remember how the beer tastes. But yeah, and the thing is, not all your beers shows how much alcohol is in them.
Yep.
So that's the thing. In Europe, we can all see how much alcohol is in it. So and the European beers are quite strong, I think. So that might be the problem with us Europeans. And we think that the beers are too kind of light. That's the right one.
And you know what I mean, well, the album's coming out, stuff seems to be working as planned. What are your thoughts and what's next to promote this album and stuff? I mean, you have some dates in Denmark, you said you're probably hitting the US. What else do you think needs to be done?
We're going to tour Europe this fall, get some headlining stuff coming up, and then we're going to do a support tour next spring. Early 2012, and do some Scandinavian tours as well in early 2012, and then do the summer festivals, and then again in the fall of 2012, the plan is to go to the States and most likely do some European stuff as well. So we're just gonna play as much as we kind of can in different territories.
And how much do you feel? Oh yeah, keep going. Sorry.
Yeah, and just to see how that will work out, and how many people will like it, and what we can, I mean, how far we can push it, kind of.
And how do you feel that, you know, the people, that you're breaking into the US scene, now that there's people talking about you guys, and, I mean, you've been able to successfully do it twice?
Well, it's, then it would be a pity not to go there some more. So that's the thing. We need to go there again, and hopefully play in front of more people than last time, and get some more fans. Yeah.
Okay. Is there like any closing remarks or anything that you want to say to the people in North America that are going to be listening to this interview?
Well, thank you for all the support that you've been showing us when we played there live, and we'll most likely be back kind of soon. We want to come back, and we will be back, and just check out the album, of course, and stay very happy.